Ramble.
Saturday night, went on a date. Sunday, whoa, brunch.
Whoa.
Date. Sunday night, date.
You went on two dates in one.
That's
you,
three.
When I talk to other guys, it's still this very, like, man type way of talking about things, mm-hmm, right?
Where it's like, you don't want to sound like you're complaining.
Where it's, you're not really fully venting.
Video game movies have never worked because video games are a lot like books in that you're going to spend 40 to 50 hours with a story, and that's what makes you love them so much. If a game were 2 hours, you'd be like, this game sucks.
Knowing that I go on a tour with Damien, and we know Damien likes to poop. The number one rule of any tour is you don't poop on the tour bus.
First of all, no. No, it's not. Yeah. You made that up.
That's
thing number... here is a list of spoilers for Danganronpa 1.
Oi, it's a Danganronpa.
What other games is the studio just made that, or if they...
Spike Chunsoft, they've made a bunch.
Okay.
That I would know. I don't know. I have to look. Probably.
Welcome to the Smoshcast. Hello. I am Ian, and today I am joined by the two sweatiest boys in this office.
I was going to say hey, but for me it's probably
extremely sweaty.
Shane Topp and Damien Haas.
I'm the second one.
That's me. I actually don't think I'm not a sweaty person.
I'm a sweaty man.
I'm not a sweaty person.
I haven't seen you sweat that much.
I notice a lot of times when I work out, I don't sweat that much.
What?
Because it's so easy.
I'm a furnace of a man, therefore I'm always cooking within my own bones. Yeah. Therefore, my body sweats oodles. But I have very good hygiene, so you wouldn't necessarily notice.
You have a bunch of those pocket warmers inside your bones.
Yes,
instead of bone marrow, you have those.
That's the problem. I replaced all my immunity-making bone marrow with gosh dang pocket warmers.
Pocket warmers. It's so annoying. Don't you hate when you do that?
I do.
I hate that.
All the time.
Well, I'll never ask you for bone marrow.
Good, I wouldn't give it to you anyway. Right. Not with that attitude.
I hear that's painful.
Not taking any of my damn bones.
I don't know if I would. I would.
Yeah, where was that going?
I don't know. Like, I was saying to Ian. I don't know if he asked
someone
for
like
some
Ian,
of my bone
yes,
marrow.
Don't know,
I don't know if I would. I think I would.
Well, you gotta be tested for it to see if it's a if you're a good.
If we have equal bone marrow.
If we got equal
if
marrow.
If we have grade A bone marrow.
Are you
bone
saying
marrow?
You think you're on a bone marrow level with this guy here? You think you can hold a flipping candle to the tallow within his bones?
I've never broken a bone, which means I must have good bone marrow.
Power bones, my dude.
Your marrow's never leaked?
Nope, never leaked my bone marrow.
Have you guys checked Twitter? Shane's bone marrow leaked.
My bone marrow's leaked.
It leaked. Who leaked it?
Oh, dang.
Guys, it's... I swear, like as we get further away from Jan 1, we will stop talking about looking back into 2019 and looking forward to 2020. But it is like, you know, this is still the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. And we're, you know, we got to be, you know, thinking about resolutions. But like resolutions are boring because it's like, oh, I want to eat less gluten. But like what is everyone's goals for 2020?
Well, I can tell you one.
Okay.
Definitely one. I am determined, and I tried to do this last year and the year prior, but I failed. But I'm determined. I'm saying it out loud. I'm going to do the splits.
Oh.
By the end of this year, I will do the splits.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's your game plan on that? Are you like testing flexibility every day? Or
so
like
I'm trying to stretch every day. I'm looking up, there's like, you know, kind of like do the splits in 30 days, which I'm obviously not going to do in 30 days, but it's like, here's stretches that'll eventually get you to that point.
Mm. Wow.
So I'm starting off, you know, making small steps, you know, just trying to stretch a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And is it hurting so far?
You know, yeah. I'm very, very unflexible, so it'll be a huge leap.
Ooh, you got to get those. You got to get the like the male Lululemon pants, so you can start like really getting your stretch.
Yeah,
on.
That'll help. If I get yoga pants, that'll gain +5 to flexibility.
Yeah. I think so.
Real talk, I think you might be starting from a place that would be more difficult than most people because you are so physically fit. You've built a lot of like strong muscle on the frame you've already got.
Yeah.
So now you've got to work past that.
My tendons are extremely tight.
Just sever them.
Yeah, just sever my tendons.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just thought it's got to be so weird as a man to do the splits naked.
Done it.
Because like, have you now?
Yeah.
Like on a cold floor.
Well, you're just saying slamming the
pouch,
slamming the goods, slamming those goods against the ground.
That's got to be like,
you're
what do you do?
Dropping the groceries.
What do you do?
When I was in
drop an anchor.
Yeah.
When I was in karate as a youngin', you could get different like stripes on your belt, and like blue was if you had like a good moment of like self discipline, and like you know, black was for like the next mark on your test,
and brown was for slamming that nuts against the ground.
No, actually, that was white. White was for if you could do a Chinese split. And so I was able to only at one point in my life do that. I think it was on my purple belt that I had a white stripe.
Is a Chinese split where you're splitting with your legs forward and backward?
Side to side. American side split to side. Is forward and back.
Oh, interesting.
Wow.
So, yeah, but I would practice at home, and I'm sure at one point after a shower, I was like, I'm all limber. Let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
And I probably plopped the old bean bag on, on the hole.
So Shane, you're going for a Chinese split then?
No, I'm going for a split. I'm fine with any version of a split.
Disclaimer, I feel like that's just what my karate studio
Yeah, it seems a little insensitive.
Well, see, now saying it may be, but I don't, that's always what it was called. So if that's wrong, I apologize. That's how I learned
I think,
it.
But I think that type of, I know the type of split you're saying. I don't know how to describe it. But
legs to the side.
Yeah, I've heard that, at any rate, that one's definitely harder to do, I think.
I would think so, yeah.
But I'm going to, everything that I've found online is like, hey, do this type. It's the one leg forward, one leg back.
Oh, so
and
you're
going to do... then you eventually... Because the other one... The problem is, I think, with the other one, my hips are so tight. And opening that up would probably take a lot longer than... You know, maybe someday. I'll make that maybe the goal of the following year.
You got that therapy.
Yeah, you got that massage gun.
Just slowly, just beat my legs into submission.
I think you should do that.
I'm fine with any kind of split. Look, we'll see. We'll see what I can do. But
so do it with your arms.
I'll eat a banana split. The end of the year.
Can you do this, Shane?
Can you do this, Shane? Yes, so you can.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
guys,
I just did it.
For the listeners, he just T-posed.
Yeah.
Damien, goals 2020?
I got a few goals. Mm-hmm. I want to get back into being physically fit. That used to be a big part of my life until I have like this hive condition that I've talked about here before, but like it sucks when you work out and all of a sudden, oh, hives. But I've started being healthier this year already, and I'm down 9 pounds, which is like, woo. Voice acting wise, I want to add, like, when you record video games, it's sort of on like a couple year cycle, whether they're making like DLC and new content, or it's just like that far in advance that they start working on it before it's released. Like, you'll work on something for a few years. So I want to add 2 games to my cycle of stuff that I just keep working back on. That's what I want. And then otherwise,
but how do you work towards that? Like, how do you, so that's your goal, how do you work towards that? Taking more auditions?
I mean, I take as many auditions as I can already. Keep improving myself and playing what is popular and trying to figure out what kind of vibe they're going for based on what modern voice acting sounds like and going from there.
And just voice better.
Just have a better throat sound.
Voice gooder.
Voice gooder.
And then last thing is, like, when I'm not here and I'm not doing voiceover stuff, I do a lot of Twitch streaming. So this past year has been awesome. I started it during the Defy shutdown, but I feel like growth-wise, it's kind of plateaued a little bit. So I would, like, I don't know. This is a big goal, but I want to see, like, the following double this year.
Wow.
I want to, like, not just make it this thing I do after work, but, like, focus more time into it. Like, how can I plan events? How can I, you know, have specific things to go for? I'm a very casual person when it comes to stuff like that, but it's like, what would it be like if I sat down and really like planned stuff out?
So it's not necessarily spending more time streaming, but spending it like wiser, like making a bigger thing out of the time that you do spend streaming.
Yes.
Which I think makes sense because to me, as an outsider that doesn't really watch streamer, like I understand streaming, I get why people watch it, but for me, I don't really want to just watch somebody just sit there and play a game.
Right.
But if you were to, you know, eventize it, have it be more interactive, like that's something that I could definitely watch more.
The interaction thing is already something that is like pretty, like I spend most of the time just talking to people while I happen to be playing a game. But it's like, that's sort of the point. There is a disconnect between the game and the interaction. How do I marry those two things? Or, you know, how can I have the interaction not just be like answering questions, but like, what is today's topic? Or just something, just like planning it out, finding how I'm different. Like, it's something that is specifically mine. So what do I do with it?
Yeah, you know, no, I think that makes sense, and you're in complete control of it, so it's pretty fun to be able to just be like, oh, I can do whatever.
On the physically fit
physically fit tit,
I think I want to do a Spartan race or something this year.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever wants to join, I don't know, man.
Yeah,
we can do it.
What if we got one of those like red like radio flyer wagons and you pull me behind you while I eat peeled grapes?
I don't know, man. If you're already getting physically fit, yeah, it sounds like I think it's fit. In like May.
It sounds like I've earned a treat.
Sounds like we're gonna do a Spartan race.
So you've already done this research, Shane.
Yeah.
So there's a Spartan race
in May.
In May.
And I think we should all do it.
My knee hurts.
I think we should all do it. Kevin, would you be down to do it?
Of course Kevin would. Look at him.
Kevin could do it. We could definitely film it. Ian, would you want to do it?
Yeah, sure.
I think I talked to Courtney. Yeah. Courtney wants to do it. Yeah. I don't know, man. We got time. Like, there's a lot of time to train.
We're live on camera in a place where I can't really say no. Yeah, man. Let's all do a Spartan race.
You've got 4 months.
But aerobic stuff is hard.
You could definitely do a Spartan race today. I guarantee you, you could do it.
Is anyone else here winded after using the restroom? No? Then you don't know my life.
Look, man, just saying. Like, it's far enough away that if we didn't do it, people would forget. I'm just saying. It'd be dope. It'd be dope. We would all feel great. You're saying, hey, you
pitched this to me as a Tough Mudder originally, which is way different than Spartan Race.
So Tough Mudder, I guess. No, they're like the same thing.
What? Same thing.
Tough Mudder was easier.
I heard Tough Mudder was harder.
Spartan Race is actually,
really?
I think they're
the same. Pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the same exact thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
What did you think a Spartan race was?
I thought Tough Mudder was basically like, oh, now you gotta slip in some mud while we yell at you. And Spartan race was literally just like a 24-kilometer race while people have a phalanx in front of you trying to block you through a small...
Yes.
Through tonight. You
have to wear a loincloth.
If I'm correct, I think the Spartan race is like, it's like... It's a 10K, so it's like six. It can be like 6 miles.
Yeah, they have 5K, 10K increases from there. But yeah,
dude, if we did like a 6 mile with a bunch of obstacles in it, we could definitely do that.
6 miles, that's it.
But there's a lot of obstacles, and the obstacles are tough.
Yeah, I'll avoid the obstacles. I'll just run it.
What kind of obstacles are we talking about?
It's obstacles where you have to help each other. So, like, there's a wall where, like, you can only get up it by other people, like, help pull you up on top of the wall, and then you have to turn back and help people, like, get up the wall.
I'm definitely good at boosting, but can y'all pull up a 200-pound man?
We have several of us.
You won't be 200 pounds by then.
Yeah, man. By May. We could be in Spartan shape.
What if I'm 300 pounds of muscle?
Of muscle? Then you could just hop over that wall with just your leg strength.
Damien, like, look, we could definitely by May, the Spartan race could be easy for us.
Yeah.
We could become.
Are we going to become Avengers, guys?
Like, guys, let's become Spartans.
Should we Kumail Nanjiani ourselves?
Dude.
Kumail Nanjiani, good. What a career.
Yeah.
What a career. Mm-hmm. What a topic shift. What a career Kumail Nanjiani's had.
Look, I'm doing the Spartan race in May.
Look, Shane, we're past that. Kumail Nanjiani, shout out to you. Portlandia, Bob's Burgers, and now fitness?
You're just going to forget Silicon Valley? Okay. So anyway, Spartan race should be...
Thomas Middleditch.
Spartan race should be real fun.
I'm excited for it.
Is Spartan race... Oops.
Whose gosh dang phone is on?
Is Spartan race, is that the one with the live taser wires?
No, that's Tough Mudder.
And I was looking forward to that.
It's literally the same. You were down for Tough Mudder, which is the exact same thing.
Yeah, but it sounds scarier when it's Spartan. Because they're not around anymore. What got the Spartans gone?
Well, they made a documentary about it. It was called 300.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great documentary.
We figured out what happened to them.
Mm.
And then 302, Rise of the Lycans.
Rise of the Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Underworld.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. That was the joke.
What?
Anyways, yeah, I'm excited for us all to do the Spartan race.
Yeah, let's all do it. Moving on. Let's all do it.
Wow, what are my goals? Well, thank you guys. Thanks so much for asking.
You asked the question.
Yeah, you're the boss. Whenever I try to take control and be like, let's go on to this topic, people are like, Damien, learn your place, you idiot. And then I do.
And then we hit you.
And you hit me with rocks.
Over and over.
Rocks on my arm.
Sometimes you deserve
it. So, Ian, what are your goals?
Ian, oh,
jeez.
You have to think about it? You really wanted us to ask you.
I was interested.
Sex less.
No. That's not possible, my dude.
No, if you go into the negatives, that means you just take it away from other people.
Oh.
So you just keep knocking on vans that are rocking.
Oh, you just like keep.
Yoo-hoo.
Yeah.
Toodaloots. Please
have you
don't.
Have you ever like just like happened by like a random couple having sex before?
I walked in
I can't say I have.
Oh, I walked in on a roommate once who was just like clearly like they were somewhere in the process, but they had like heard the door open. And so it was like fine, but it was just like, oh, hey. And they're like, hey. I'm like, I'm going to go. And they're like, no, it's fine. Come in. I'm
what?
Like, don't. That's cool. They were like, well, we're just taking a nap. I'm like, no, you're not. And that's okay.
You know what would be so funny if like, because they were just polite, be like, no, come in. If you're just like, yeah, okay, yeah. And then you just like go and like sit on the bed. Oh, so, like, how do you guys
that.
Doing?
People do that.
You would not believe the day I've had.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What are your goals?
My goals. Find love.
Mm. Are you for real?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I think, you know, I'm not saying like, you know, I will find somebody this year, but I'm making the effort. I'm going on dates and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's great.
I think, you know, who knows if I'll find anyone, but at least in all these dates I've been going on, I'm like figuring out, you know, things about people, figuring out what things I like about people, what things I don't like about people. Because if you don't actually get out there and like meet people, you don't really know what you do or don't like about somebody. And you start to spot things like, ooh, I don't like that. Ooh, not a fan of that.
Do you mean just like personality traits or like the way someone reacts to something?
Like
or
how they smell.
Like, yeah, like how they smell.
Well,
like,
what if it was
like a real
stinky,
stinky girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah. If somebody doesn't smell good, I'm probably not going to be down for that.
Mm, shallow.
Well,
some people it's nice though.
What?
Some bad smells are an acquired smell.
Mm. Oh, probably.
It's like, oh, she smells bad. No, she doesn't.
Oh, so when cheese does it, it's better quality
me.
Cheese.
Mm, yeah. See, exactly. Some people are like cheese.
See, girls are like a fine cheese, you see.
Yeah. I feel like, Ian, you go on I feel like every day you're going on another date.
Yeah, you go on a lot a week.
I'm afraid that one of my dates is going to watch this podcast and be like, what the fuck?
Like, I swear, there's been a week where you've gone on 5 dates.
And just to be clear, I'm not having sex
you're
with
not
all
going
these people.
It's always like a very casual, like, you're just going literally and, like, meeting up and talking to someone. But I feel like you do it so much. I don't know how you even manage to find that many dates.
Yeah, honestly, if you live in the LA area, it is very possible you've been on a date with Ian Eacox.
Yeah, it's very possible. I'm just a catch, my dude. No. I mean, because it's weird, man. Like when you use the apps, like it's really strange. Like there won't be like sort of like any response, and then all of a sudden it'll be like 5 people have been like, hey, and you'll be like, oh. But I'm talking to this person too. Oh, crap. Mm. I mean, Saturday night, went on a date. Sunday,
Whoa.
Brunch.
Whoa.
Date. Sunday night, date.
You went on
what?
Two dates in one.
That's
you,
three.
Yes. But no, you went on 2 dates in one day.
Yes.
Oh. That's
a lot.
What happens if the brunch date goes so well that you continue to hang out with that person?
And I'll cancel the other one.
Whoa.
Damn, man. Like,
that's
I don't,
crazy.
I can't.
It's not a bad thing. I'm just like, I mean, good for you.
You're an extrovert.
Well,
because like making more than one plan in a day is like, I'm like,
horrifying.
Nuh-uh.
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, I've found that like, and this might have been something I uncovered in therapy.
Awesome.
That I like having things to like look forward to. So if I don't, if I, you know, sometimes I feel like I used to like really relish in not having anything to do for like a whole day, and now I'm becoming like less and less comfortable with that. Like I like to have something to look forward to, and also like meeting like a new person is kind of like an exciting thing for me. It's not really that scary. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I get to find out about this sort of human being. And in LA, you meet so many different types of people from different backgrounds, different cultures. So that's been very exciting.
I guess also for you, like, sorry to cut you off, but you were also in a relationship, different relationships, but you were a person who was in a relationship for most of your life before this phase you're in now.
True.
Because I feel like you were essentially for like a decade or more, you were in a committed relationship. So
yeah, I was in a relationship for 6.5 years.
Wow.
And then
you were only single for like less than a year after that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I was single and I was kind of dating around. That was a little bit of my, as we refer to as the Hoenn phase.
The what?
Where I was
the Hoenn region of Pokemon. I think that's Gen 3.
Yes.
Hoenn phase. Okay.
A little bit of the Hoenn phase. I feel like, and this is terrible advice to give to people. This is terrible. I'm just going to put it out there right now. This is terrible advice. If you're an adult and you've reached maybe the age of 30 and you haven't had a Hoenn phase, and this is terrible advice, and maybe this is just, you don't have to follow this, but if you haven't had a Hoenn phase, that's weird.
both of y'all turn off your phones and your computers.
Just blowing up.
It's like that Kevin. Look at Kevin. He's crying. Having to edit
this. Sorry.
And I'm not saying
texts from all over the place.
So one of our friends that we know, they dated somebody for a long, 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 long time. Mm-hmm. It was not a great relationship, and they didn't really know what a healthy relationship was, and they didn't know like what they're into, and so they, as they put it, threw their dick to the city.
Oh, yeah, chop off your wiener and throw it in a river.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're going to cut all this stuff out, because this is terrible advice. but I think you know, when you are meeting a lot of different people, like, it's more than just like, oh, you like Pokemon, I like Pokemon. Like, there's also has to be other chemistry that you got to align on.
So you're saying you had that phase in between your two long relationships, so you got that out of the way.
Correct. Yeah. I feel like, and you know, you kind of figure out, I hope, more about yourself and what you're into. For me, like, I can't be intimate with somebody that I'm not emotionally connected to.
I feel that, yeah.
I'm the same way.
So, yeah, I did like two like one night stands. I was like, this is terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah. So it was like, I figured that out very quickly and how unfulfilling that was. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't have known that if I didn't go into my hoeing phase.
That's true.
And now I got the hoeing phase out of the way. So now I'm not like desperate for like, you know, I'm not scouring the dating apps for hookups.
I think what's tough is everyone's love life is so unique to them.
Sure.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Whatever you say, it's terrible advice, and maybe it is for everyone, but to translate sort of whatever the hoeing phase means to you, for you, it was like that specific way. Like, maybe let's try a couple of one night stands. But if whatever you're into is like, you know, I just want to meet a bunch of different people and go on a bunch of dates, that could be someone's version of a hoeing phase, sex or no sex, whatever.
Sure.
But like, there should be a time in your life when you feel free to explore.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what sort of is.
To challenge yourself, right? If you're someone who's, if you're someone who's terrified of meeting new people, then it's like, okay, here you are, you're single, you're free, like, go do that.
Yeah.
Do that. Take those risks, scare yourself. Or if you're someone who dates a lot because that's comfortable for you, try then going a month or two without doing that.
Because
a lot of people don't date themselves. They don't learn anything. So they know a lot about other people.
Yep.
They don't know anything about themselves. It's like, okay, go do that now. Like, you know, there's people I know that every day they have to be hanging out with other people. Or and I know people who spend most of their time alone. And I think it's very important to challenge yourself and to take those moments to go, okay, I need to push my boundaries a little bit.
Yeah, and I think also kind of on that note, people that are, you know, going through something, they're unhappy with themselves, that's the worst possible time to be trying to find somebody else, because that's not, you're not in the right mental state.
Of course.
If you're covering up
a symptom without actually dealing with the issue.
Yeah, and then you bring that unhappiness into a relationship, and then you try to use that person to make you happy, and it's like, no.
Yeah. There's also, depending on the type of breakup you just went through, like, you might be in a phase where, like, you're still, that trust isn't there for other people, or you're just not comfortable. Like, you know, it's okay.
It was interesting because after my last like long relationship, when we had that breakup, that's when I had my like own version of just like, I want to get out there and date. Like, you know what? This girl from, you know, back in the day, I thought she was cute. I'm just going to ask her out willy-nilly out of the blue. And I did that like a few times. And then once I sort of cycled through that, that's when I was like, now it's time to deal with the loneliness. So I like, I had that moment of like, let's slap a little Band-Aid on this. Break up, shmreakup, doesn't matter. And then it was like,
It's like I think it's very much for dudes. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like for dudes like us, those
Can
first
you just
two-
say men? There's dudes is just, all right, sorry.
You can just say for bros like we.
For bros like we.
Okay, bros like we.
Like for those first 2 or 3 months, you're kind of like, you know what? Cool. Like, I'm living my life, but I don't give
a crap.
That's
exactly
And then
right.
it's like that 2 or 3 month mark.
It's 3 months. Yeah.
Where it's like, like it hits. Mm-hmm. And it's not the crying one. It's not the like, you're super bummed. It's just kind of like this.
It's like this, it's almost like a numbness where it just sort of sets in and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
This is reality now, yeah.
And obviously, maybe this is just the the hetero cis white male experience, but that does seem to be a very common thing where in a relationship, and obviously this doesn't apply for everyone, but it does seem kind of common where, you know, girl and guy break up, girl cries, like goes through it all immediately and then gets better. Guy's like, oh, everything's chill. I'm cool. Like, whatever.
Just because we broke up doesn't mean I didn't learn anything. What a cool relationship. And then,
and then, 2-3 months later, it's like, oh, God, I'm all alone and nothing.
Yeah, I think it's also, that's the timeline where you don't really get to like, I mean, honestly, you don't get to be a victim anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you're not like, oh, I'm going through a breakup. It's really sad. It's kind of like, all right, I've got to be over it. Everyone's, I can't really like dwell on it anymore. Mm-hmm. I got to move on and I'm alone and my life is very different than what it was 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was definitely not in any rush to get into anything after the last relationship. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even try until maybe like 8 months.
Maybe it's sort of like, you know, grief. There's the 5 stages. And I think that's for loss of any kind, whether it's death or a loss of relationship, loss of comfort, home, whatever. But, you know, usually it starts with denial. So maybe that is, you know,
possible.
You're not being like, no, it's not over. But it's a different form of denial where you're like, yeah, actually, everything is chill. I really am doing great. Mm-hmm. And then it's the bargaining phase when you are asking out other women and are like, hey, yeah, let's just, I'm time to figure something else out. That's fine. And then it's, what is it? Anger, weird depression, acceptance. I don't know if I ever had the anger, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, for sure. And I think it's also guys or bros like we're not like allowed to talk everything out with other bros like we.
It's true.
It's not as normally accepted.
Right.
Or, you know, we feel a little more reserved in talking about our feelings to each other.
I feel like that's either I just live in a bubble where a lot of people are just more open emotionally and that is possible, or I feel like that's changing. I feel like it's the kind of thing where, like, you know, it was pointed out to me recently, like Jeffree Star made a video where he's like, no one's talking about mental health. And it's like, everybody's talking about mental health now. It's the same thing where it's like, it's not accepted amongst bros. I'm like, kind of maybe it is now, like, or maybe that's just my friends. But I feel like if I talk about feelings, everyone's kind of fine with it.
I think LA is different. I think that's one of those things. Because when I go back to Arizona or Colorado, the vibe is very different.
Is it?
It's very different.
That's fair.
LA is a bubble. I mean, it is. And you know, there's different types of bubbles all over the U.S. But I think for the most part still.
Mm. Yeah.
And even guys who are comfortable, it's still different. You know, I think back on like when I talk to other guys, it's still this very like man type way of talking about things, right?
Where it's like, you don't want to sound like you're complaining.
Where you're not really fully venting. You're not saying what you're fully feeling. Mm. You're trying to funnel them into a like, yeah, man, I've been feeling really down, and you're trying to be professional about your feelings.
Oh crap, that is me too.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. So you're really letting out the truth. You're not really letting out like, I fucking hate the world and this all sucks, which is what's going on inside. Mm-hmm. You funnel that into, yeah, you know, I just, I'm working through it and
you're just literally quoting me now.
Yeah.
You're
like,
right.
You know, it's really like, you know, yeah, you know, we're both people and we're trying to like, you know.
okay.
Yeah.
You got me.
So it's still there.
This is the Make Damien Uncomfortable podcast.
You are talking about facts, but you're not being emotionally fully.
Yeah, and my version of being emotional about it is just being like, yeah, I mean, I won't lie, it sucks, but, you know, and
exactly.
Then I cap it off with
something
else.
Bros like we, man.
Bros like we.
That's the new name of the podcast, Bros Like We.
Bros Like We.
Yeah.
But we're just playing we while we talk about this stuff.
Okay.
And we're like, bros, we like we.
So, Ian, find love is one of your goals.
Yeah, find love. That's a goal.
I was thinking about it,
okay, yeah, because you have a goal and you're always kind of like actively working towards that goal. And that is something that I have been doing. Also went on a date.
This morning.
Monday.
This morning. I'm on a date right now.
Went on a date
this
Monday.
Is Cynthia.
So I did, yeah. I did Saturday, 2 Sunday, 1 Monday, and I'm going on a second date tonight.
So okay, I said you go on like 5 dates a week, and that was
Not always, but I'm...
Do you have any more dates planned for this week besides that?
Well...
Do you have 6 dates planned within 7 days?
No, because I'm going to Iceland.
Ian, tell us about travel.
So that's cool. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's another goal of mine. Good segue.
Make it to Iceland.
Travel, yeah.
Very kind of you to plan it for a sketch week.
Yeah.
So that we get to just have to do more work.
So when this podcast comes out, you're technically in Iceland currently.
Oh, that's cool.
Ooh.
Well, don't come looking for me, Icelanders. You won't find me.
Icelanders, if you're looking for love, there's that's someone true. There looking for love.
Oh, nope. Ethan, find an Icelandic waifu.
Date Bjork.
Let's see. Benefits of living in Iceland. Free power or cheap power.
It gets dark real early sometimes. Mm-hmm. The
seasons
get wacky.
And sometimes it stays light for a long time.
That's true.
Yeah, it's very safe.
Yeah, there's no apex predators.
No apex predators.
You get to see the Aurora Borealis sometimes.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
sometimes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you're a good boy.
There's fjords, and that's an extra J in a word that you generally don't need, and that's cool.
That's true, but they have that elsewhere, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have that Elsa-ware. Because the Nordic names... Us, please. For
so
the love of God,
Iceland,
cut that
out. I'm excited. I feel like I'm the last person on Instagram to go to Iceland.
I've never been.
I've never been to Iceland.
Yeah, I've never been.
Okay, all right. It's interesting though, because like I feel like that like 2019 was the first year where now there's been this environmental guilt that's been placed on people that travel, like because you know air travel is extremely polluting. Now you have like the royal family that used to always like they would go on like these all these like visits and everyone's now like, oh, you're getting your private plane and polluting going all over. Like I feel like there's a lot of people. I almost went Trump there for a second.
You did. I don't buy into that, to be honest with you. Like, yeah. I believe pollution happens, but I feel like in so many areas, the onus is placed on the average everyday consumer, and it's done by the people who are major manufacturers and pollute all over the place. Like, they're these huge companies and these bigger sort of just entities that mm-hmm. pollute in a very terrible way, but they sort of get away with it by looking at the consumer and be like, hey, have you considered using a different kind of straw? Hey, have you considered taking the bus? It's not that you can't do those specific things like carpool, like take the bus or bike to work and use different straws and all that stuff. But when it comes to something like air travel, what else are you going to do? You know, it's private planes. Yes, don't do that. But if you've got like hundreds of people on a flight carpooling basically to a across the seas location, well, that's the best possible scenario.
Yeah, it's kind of how they talk about how we people get shamed for like it's like. Use the shower less. It's like if every single individual in California used their shower for the amount they're saying, it would not really unfortunately impact that much because agriculture-wise, like
almond
that's
farmers,
where it's like 90%. It's same with, like they say like there's like 5 companies that are causing 80% of the pollution.
Yeah.
See,
like,
I didn't even know that.
It's
that's
like
what I was talking
it's
about.
Like yeah, we can stop it all, but the factories, the manufacturing aspect of the world is chugging along. Mm-hmm. And
obviously the argument for that is like because they're talking about like American companies like getting them regulated and everyone's like, but what about China?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I had a burp. They're like, what about China and this place? It's like, yeah, we need regulation. Like we need strong regulation on everyone because there are other countries that are polluting more and that are dumping a lot more waste into the ocean that's contributing to the problem in the oceans.
And obviously it's not an excuse. It's not a reason to go, well, I don't need to stop. I don't need to stop doing
do everything you can, like, but it's like it doesn't mean you can't fly to another country. You don't have another option. You can't take a boat trip in a canoe across the ocean because it's saved. I mean, Greta Thunberg, yes, like great, awesome, but like not everybody can do that all the time.
Yeah. It's also
she took a boat trip across the ocean.
She does everything she can to not pollute in
okay,
any
but
sort of
boats
sense.
Boats like
if you have a job you can't. It takes too long.
Like ships, I mean, large ships pollute heavily.
I think she takes like literally like wooden.
Paddle boat situation with like a little rotor thing. I don't know. Until there's like a safe way to do that. Like she's awesome. This is not. Sure. This has nothing to do with her. I'm just saying like day to day, there are little things you can do, and then there's some things that are a little bit non-negotiable.
Well, it's also when we can call out people for so much stuff, but it's actually the problem is the foundation of being a human being right now is placed upon bad stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, if you want to stop being contributing to bad things, you need to stop using a smartphone because the way they're manufactured, mm-hmm. the labor and everything, most of your clothes probably.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to have something sustainable like food or clothes or whatever, it's so expensive because someone had to like whittle it by hand.
And going vegan, sure, that's one thing. But also probably most of the other food that you're eating is also like contributing to bad, to pollution.
Yeah, I mean,
to a lot
going
of bad.
Vegan isn't gonna save the environment tomorrow.
Yeah, like, but there's just so many things that are using, like, you know, there's petroleum. Petroleum's used in a million things besides cars. Like, it's mm-hmm. it's
you
it
can't,
sucks.
You can't really exist in the modern
it's
day
impossible.
Without it. And if you do,
our existence is unnatural at this point too.
We are a blight on the earth, and no matter what we do, we're always. We are always going to be a blight on the earth.
Speaking
so you
of
mitigate
blight,
that as best you can.
Speaking of blight on the earth and the environment, I almost freaking forgot.
Oh yes,
guys, we have been wearing these shirts that say it's Smoshtralia. We are going to Australia.
Woo!
In March, and we are going to an event called Supernova. It's kind of like a Comic-Con of Australia. I think we're doing two different dates. We're going to do kind of like a little try not to live. Live show, two places in Australia. But we are also selling these Smoshtralia shirts. 100% of the proceeds go to the Red Cross in Australia. Helping towards those terrible, terrible fires.
Mm-hmm.
We love Australia. We love all our Australia peeps,
mm-hmm.
and we love Australian animals.
We do.
And I want to see them alive and
too.
Happy. So let's all help Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Love y'all.
Love y'all.
Love your accents. Love your deadly animals. What are your guys' favorite? What's your guys' favorite? Australian.
We obviously all have the same one. Let's say it on three. One, two, three.
The cassowary.
Oh. I knew someone was going to say quokka.
Okay.
But
what did you say?
A keeper.
A keeper. What's that?
You never heard of a keeper?
A keeper, the fish? Kippers?
No, a keeper. Oh, you got to be careful if you see a keeper.
Yeah?
They're right angry all the time. And they, if you look them dead in the eyes for over 3 seconds... You get diarrhea.
You're thinking of a gorgon.
No, it's a keeper.
Keeper?
A keeper. It's got fins, but it's on the land.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. And it's very conservative.
What is happening?
Oh, yeah. Everyone who lives in Australia, definitely, in the video version of this, comment down below about how, you know, your experiences with a keeper.
Is it like
is
a,
this
is a like
drop,
a is it like a drop bear? Bear?
No, yeah. it's real.
It's a drop bear situation.
It's real.
No, drop bears are very real.
Put
thing.
Your favorite kippa facts down below.
Shane, are you aware of drop bears? You got
yes, I'm aware of drop bears.
Yeah, you got to watch out for drop
but,
bears.
But a kippa, way worse.
Okay.
Way worse. Whoa. Oh my God, you don't even want to deal with it.
And you said cassowary.
Yeah, because it's a bird, but it's got a big old bottom, and I just want to use it like a pillow. And it also looks like prehistoric, which I think is pretty rad. It would be a cassowary or an echidna or a platypus.
Or platypus native to
or
Australia.
Like a kookaburra. Yeah, they're in the billabong.
Oh.
Or like a kookaburra or like a wallaby.
Okay.
Or like that red-backed spider.
They got so many like cool animals,
crazy
like,
stuff.
Yeah. Like shit just went crazy in Australia. Like,
love it.
While like other animals were like, you know, being like basic as fuck on the other continents.
I mean, Africa is doing pretty good.
They're pretty dope.
Yeah, they had like a horse that got a really long neck. Big whoop.
I like Munt Jack deer with the big old teeth. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah. Yours is a quokka.
Yeah.
I better know why.
Because they're the cutest fucking little rodents ever.
Because they give big old smiles for the camera.
They live on this island that has no predators, so they're not afraid of humans. And they're a rodent, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're the largest rodent, right?
No, that's
a capybara.
That's a capybara.
Everybody knows
capybara.
That.
Capybara.
A capybara.
But quokkas, so they're not afraid of humans, and you can just like walk right up to them. And they have like a smile. Like they look like they're like smiling. And they're kind of like chubby, and they're furry, and you can just walk up and take a selfie with them. They're just like, hey.
Do you know why they call them capybaras?
Why, Shane?
Because if you hand it a book, it goes, "Oh, can I keep or borrow it?"
Oh.
Are you, son, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm a keeper.
I want to yes oh and God. You so bad, but I'm just not sure where the context is, and I don't know
none,
how to do this.
There's none.
Buy the Smostralia shirt.
Yes.
In stores now.
All the info is down below for the Smostralia shirt and and the Supernova tour. Very excited to go back to Australia. I like that place.
I've never been
anywhere.
You know,
speaking of which, if we're going to be putting each other on the spot on this year's Smoshcast, Shane, we have been talking about planning a Germany trip for half a year now. And every time I say, let's meet up this weekend, you're like, yeah, definitely. We'll definitely do that. Then I hear nothing.
Okay, that's on both of us, because then we both don't text each other.
I'm going to say it's 60-40.
Where are you guys going to go? You going to go to Dusseldorf?
I mean, probably.
I don't know.
Maybe Stuttgart?
I don't know.
Yeah, with our Eastern European accents, I guess.
See, whenever I bring it up to someone.
This is Eastern Germany, you know.
Oh.
I don't know if Stuttgart's in, but Dusseldorf is.
Should we go? I'm almost wondering if we just go ham and we do Oktoberfest.
Because
I've heard it's worth it.
It sounds awesome, but I thought we were going to travel like mid-year, like closer to summertime, because that's a time where we don't have much for Smosh, and October is usually smack in the middle of sketch time that we're batching before holiday.
No, I mean, that's more November.
Ian's literally going to Iceland during a sketch shoot.
But he's the boss. He can do.
Damn
he could spit
also,
on me, and we'd have to say, good job, sir.
But if we planned it now, then they plan it far enough advance.
Yeah.
And we have the president saying, hey, you could do it. So he's saying.
Well, then what am I supposed to do in May? Go to Japan again by myself? Okay.
Can I come?
No.
See, that's the problem. Now we've got tag-alongs. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Well, what if Shane and I go? You go as well, but you go on your solo thing.
Good luck translating.
Oh, fuck. He's got me there.
I don't know.
Well, you just talk in a German accent. They understand.
If you drink enough,
Wiedersehen, bitches.
If you drink enough beer, you can understand.
Yeah, yeah. See, I did it.
Yeah,
I'm speaking German now.
You sure are.
Deutschland.
You did it.
If you just do the accent, they love that.
Porsche.
They love that. That's they think it's so funny.
So good.
Any country you go to, if you just try to do their accent, if you just try to do an accent, they love it.
I get it's so bad. Like the two times that I've been in England, I start just like imitating the accent, like not in front of people, but like offhandedly to like friends, like while I'm there, I'm like, fuck, I probably shouldn't do that.
You're that jerk that gets back after like 4 days and is like, oh, I'm sorry, where's the loo? Oh, I'm so sorry. I've just been spending
in
time
England. In England, heard of it?
Yes.
Sorry, yeah. I'm just one of those people that, you know, I just like pick up on the accent, like, you know, just very.
What do you think?
I'm looking for I'm looking for the water closet. Oh, I'm sorry.
Where's the loo?
I spent a day in Toronto.
Sorry. I was in England.
I meant bathroom go-go machine.
Hi, where's the shitter? Sorry, I was just in
Arizona.
Sorry, where's the shit gobbler? I am afraid I was in America, as they call it.
The go-go poo-poo suck machine.
The doo-doo go-go poo-poo suck machine.
Oh, no, that's the International Space Station.
Oh, that's right.
Because that literally sucks your poop.
Yeah. What if it was like Flintstone style and there was just like an animal that had to like next to the station is just like, it's a living, you know?
And you think you have a shitty job.
You think you got a shit job.
How do they deal with diarrhea in space?
Speaking of diarrhea.
I feel like it'd be easier.
You gotta go.
Speaking
of diarrhea,
oh shit! Yeah.
I don't. Well, that video won't be out yet, but we can still talk about it. So we did another spicy video on Smosh Games. It's for Valentine's Day, so it's very romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Where some of the chocolates are very romantic heart chocolates, regular, and some are chocolates with Carolina Reaper pepper.
But here's the crazy thing about it. We've done spicy things before, and often we use ghost pepper. That is a fine standard where everybody knows that's not to be messed with, and we can all appreciate that's a lot of spice.
Yep.
And so we were told it was spicy chocolates, so when I ended up having one, I was like, oh, this is immediately hitting different.
Yep.
And I was like, this is great. Because I cook with a little bit of ghost pepper sometimes. It's got great flavor. I'm used to spice. So afterwards, we were like, what is it? Like, how much did you use? And they were like, oh, some had ghost pepper, some had Carolina Reaper, and some had both. And I'm like, if we're going for Carolina Reaper, why wouldn't we say that in the video?
I know.
That's clickable.
I know. We didn't
That's
know going in.
But we knew when it was coming out. Because my booty screamed lava for days.
So it's been about a week now since we've done it. And I don't think either of us are still shitting right.
I'm still a little rough. It was the kind of thing where, like, the first night when I kept trying to go back to sleep, I would, like, get back into bed and be, like, shivering, even though it's not that cold. And even if I was laying on my stomach or my side, it would be like, oh, ta-ta-ta-ta. Like, it was just
ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
It was bad.
That sucks. Yeah, I spit it out.
Well, and
baby,
I made it,
couldn't handle it.
And I made it worse. And I made it worse because then I got a day or two later, I went out and got spicy margs with Courtney. So I had two margaritas that had habanero peppers in them.
You're just trying to just end it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think my body was like, whoa, come on, my dude. I'm not even done with the last thing. Mm-hmm. So it's been. It's been an interesting journey. I'm trying to get my shits right before I go to Iceland.
Eat those probiotics, my guy.
Because
you're going
to
a cold place,
so you can use some snow on your butt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
just shove a bunch of snow.
My concern is there's just not a lot of bathrooms from place to place.
Is that a thing?
It's just, well, there's just not a lot in between towns.
Oh.
You know,
just pick a fjord and go.
Oh, you're right.
Is that a Norway thing? Am I about to sound
idiot? I'll just let one loose in the Blue Lagoon. Make it a brown lagoon. Hey!
Speaking of poops, you know, we got our tour coming up, and we're going to be on a bus together.
Yes, we will.
And there's already been established rule that there's no pooping on the bus.
Yes.
But immediately, there has been contention about
that. Well, there's a little contention.
Look, I knew, this is one of the first things that I thought about, knowing that I go on a tour with Damien, and we know Damien likes to poop. And the number one rule of any tour is you don't poop on the tour bus.
First of all, no, it's not. Yeah. You made that up.
That's
thing number two.
Talk to any musician.
I would never.
Ian's best friend with the Foo Fighters.
Let's all just, Dave Grohl's rad. Let's all just acknowledge that the best restroom experience you ever have usually is when it's your own and you're in your comfort of your own home and you don't have to worry. So that's always a nice experience. But the next best thing if you're traveling is like your own hotel room or something like that. So for the tour, for us, that's what the tour bus more or less is. It's your own hotel room. Here we go. So we're going to be doing a bit. I can probably just say what we're doing. We're, you know, how Ian and I like rate foods, like how we did the In-N-Out and the 31 Baskin Robbins. We're going to do that with like local specialties, find out like what the city is known for or whatever. So basically the Dante's Inferno style punishment they've concocted for me is you're going to have five new kinds of food that you've never had before. We're going to stuff you chock full of it. And then you don't get to go poop on a tour bus where there's a perfectly good toilet and you could immediately flush and no one
Have you ever pooped on a bus before? It's not perfect.
I've done it.
It's not great.
I've pooped at a bus, good sir. And so, like,
squashed your butt against a Greyhound and just...
I've done it.
As it was moving, so just leave a streak.
Hey, it takes skill, and I have done it. But people are like, we could pull over at a McDonald's at any time. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's go into a rural fast food location where it's only, like, truck stops.
And it's only McDonald's poops.
I guarantee you that's going to be better.
It's not. It's really not. I will light a match. I will immediately flush. Poo-pourri. Try it out. Sponsor us, poo-pourri.
We should just have candles in the bathroom.
Also, my
That's
duty
great.
Doesn't
light a fire
smell.
In a bus.
Okay, fine. The scent sticks. The incense. Look, I'll be honest.
Understand.
I don't care that much.
My guy. My
I
dude.
Do not care. But I also don't have a great sense of smell, so I don't think it would bother me if anyone dropped a hot one.
Yeah. The first tour is in Washington, and then we go down to Portland.
Right.
Or sorry, Seattle to Portland. So that won't be too bad. That'll be like, I don't know, like a 4-hour drive, 5-hour drive, something like that. But the real test is Portland to Sacramento, because that is a 10-hour drive.
Is that really that long?
It's around there.
But what about Sacramento down to San Diego?
Oh, that's also pretty long. But that's 8 hours, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. So 10 hours. 10 hours. But let's stop. We're not going to go 10 hours straight.
And the hope is we're sleeping. You don't poop when you sleep, right? Not usually.
I mean, not anymore. I've okay. worked past it.
But are we driving overnight? I thought we're staying at hotels.
We're driving overnight.
We're driving. Oh. See, that's the thing, man. We're sleeping on the tour bus and we're going into hotels just so we can like shower real quick. So there's no like true time of comfort. We're always sleeping on the bus and you only can poop during the time when you're also going to shower.
What are the bed situations like?
Oh, they're stacked on each other bunk style while we're moving and driving and you can hear the road. I'm not allowed to poop.
I want to apologize in advance to the shows where we just show up and we're dead tired.
Yeah.
Damien's crapped his pants.
This is part of the joy of being.
Try not to laugh.
This is part of the joy of being on the road. Also, like every musician's like, "Fuck you! I had to sleep in a tiny van."
Great.
We got a big ass tour bus. We got bed.
Listen,
I do think regardless, Damien needs to have the bed closest to the bathroom.
I agree with that.
I think that's fair.
I want the bed furthest away from the bathroom, furthest away from the smell.
I just want to let you know that, like, I'm not doing this to be malicious, but if I'm on a tour bus and I have to go to the bathroom and there's a bathroom right there,
for sure,
I'm going to straight up do it.
No, I get it.
Really am.
Yeah. It's fine. You don't care about the well-being of everyone else. I really don't.
And I'm going to immediately flush. I'm going to immediately flush and we'll use poopery. What? How is it different that we have toilets here where you...
We should just break a window on the bus and have them just eject out the window.
Well, isn't it also a thing? I mean, it's a thing for the people operating the bus that they have to clean that. Like, they have to – there's a system of – the pee one is different than the poop one?
No, it's the same. It's a septic tank.
So, yeah, I mean –
yeah.
I don't know. This is mainly about the smell, right?
It's the smell.
It's the smell thing. Yeah.
But I also, it's not like I'm eating exclusively Brussels sprouts and milk. Like, I'm eating normal food.
We don't know that yet.
I have great fiber intake, so it's just usually one and done flush.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great.
Redlink did give us one solid piece of advice. They said Metamucil. They said it's your shits just aren't great on the road. So they suggested fiber.
And did they go on the tour bus ever?
Probably not.
Really? Probably not.
It's a universally accepted thing. You don't poop on the tour bus.
Where are you getting this?
We should ask them.
Every person that's been on a bus.
The thing is, I'm one of those people, like, it's very easy for me. I'm a once a day person.
I'm thrice a day at least. I'm up to two so far.
I'm once a day, man. Yeah. It's either early in the morning or the last thing.
I'm regular as a Swiss watch.
I mean, I wouldn't say three times a day is
that's
ordinary.
Not abnormal.
You eat three times a day. Why not poop three times a day? You
gotta I agree with that. If your intestinal system was just a straight shoot down.
It is. It's like prunes through a goose. Just set it on through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the grossest
podcast
we've ever
had. I'm designed for life on the road because, it'll be easy for me to wait for the right times.
We'll see because, I mean, we're doing literally five shows. This is nothing. This is a piece of cake. This will be so easy. It's really like
dead.
Yeah. But it's like, usually tours are pretty rough because people are doing like weeks on end and they're just eating garbage the whole time because there's nowhere to really get like healthy food on the road. It's not usually the number one priority. It's just like, I just need sustenance. Give me pizza, which sounds awesome right now.
Bless you.
Bless you.
This is the grossest conversation.
So I will say, Damien, I fully support your need to poop. I'm just saying.
I will do my best to not while we're on a tour bus.
It's not like you're actively like I'm going to shit in this bus.
I'm not going to like block the door.
Yeah.
You shall not pass.
And I'm also not like locking the windows and be like, get ready to smell something weird.
Oh, there aren't any windows.
What's up?
There won't be any windows to open on the bus.
What does this bus look like?
I'm guessing it's like a kind of like, I don't think windows open on those big buses. Right, Kevin?
They don't. Emergency windows do.
Yeah. Yeah. So you want to bust open an emergency window.
Yeah, but this is a situation. I think the thing that we're going to have to decide early on is like, do we either want to let Damien poop on the bus or do we want to have to stop every now and then?
Right.
Like, and that.
Well, but he doesn't want to stop because he doesn't want to shit in a McDonald's
bathroom. But I don't know if I want us to stop either because I'd rather us just get to the next town.
Just get to the thing, yeah. It sounds like the only person that was in any way opposing me going to the bathroom on the bus was you. And then you've just said, I fully support it. So this is a non-issue. Also, comment down below, poop rights for everyone.
I think here's what we'll do.
Okay.
All right. Can we agree on this?
Hmm.
All right. On the first leg, Seattle to Portland. Let's give it a shot.
That's only 4 hours.
Whether or not you need to poop.
Can you go 4 hours without pooping?
No. I want him to poop. I want you to poop, Damien. I need you to poop on the bus on that first leg.
Oh, I'm already
so we can
not,
see how bad it truly is.
I'm not a
smell.
Very schedule-y person. You want me to plan out a yes. month in advance when I'm going to take a
yeah.
poop?
Start now.
Heaven help
well,
the man.
We're just saying if in a 4-hour span you feel like, you know, I don't have to, but I could.
I
go
could
for
at
it.
Any time, but that's the thing.
Well, then if you can at any time, then do
it's
it.
It's all I'm thinking about right now. Then as soon as we're done, I'm going
to
go do it.
Well, but
for
so
number
in that,
three?
In that 4-hour yeah. span, you're going to be able to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, sure.
So then we're saying do it.
Great.
Yeah. Easy.
It's great.
And we'll see how bad it is.
You'll see how bad it is. And then if it's not bad, then hey, then it's all good, my God, dude.
I'm going to be so mad if this is the highlight.
I don't think we're doing we're not doing highlights.
We're not doing highlights
oh,
anymore.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That got flushed down the drain, like your poops on the tour bus.
Thank yeah. you. I, God, y'all are crazy.
See, I'd rather do it from the comfort in.
Mm.
What?
Like at a hotel or motel.
Oh, got it. Yeah. No, they're getting us the Four Seasons.
Oh shit.
They better.
Nope.
What?
I don't know. How much time we got?
Do we have time for me to poop before that?
Do you need to poop
no,
right now?
I can wait.
I can talk to Shane.
Go poop, dude. It'd be funny.
Yeah, let us know how it smells. Bring a little jar in here so we could feel what it's going to be like on the bus.
Can you bring us a stool sample for the tour?
I can bring you a tiny stool. That's a stool sample.
Oh, that's funny.
It's a tiny chair.
That's funny.
All right, let's pick any other topic.
You know, new year, new decade.
Mm.
Any predictions?
Oh, yeah. I want to do a little thing. I want to do a little thing here. So I used to, on set, I used to call it when I think we would rap.
Mm.
And I used to be very accurate a lot of times. Like, I would be calling it. And I would say, like, all right, I'm calling it. 6 p.m. So I'm going to do that starting now. I'm gonna call it for a lot of things. Kind of already did this on Smosh Games, but I already called that there'd be a Chiefs-Niners Super Bowl, but none of y'all care about that. Mm. But something I am going to call, and this might seem obvious to a lot of you, but I don't know. I'm still calling it. The trailer for Black Widow came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And looks really good. Mm-hmm. And the actress who plays Scarlett Johansson's or Black Widow's little sister, her name's Florence Pugh, really awesome actress, got nominated. I am calling it that they're clearly setting it up for Black Widow's not going to come back. She mm-hmm. did die in Endgame. Whoa. And spoiler. She did die.
I forgot she died.
Yeah, but that's
how
the
little
that's they
how
did
little
it, they
her
did
character
it,
mattered.
But like everyone was like, oh, she's coming back. Like they're reviving Black Widow. It's going to be a thing. But I don't think they are. I think Scarlett Johansson's done. With Marvel, and I think Florence Pugh is going to be the new Black. Like they're going to set up a thing where it's like, oh, I'm her younger sister. I'm now Black Widow.
They're definitely doing that for a lot of Avengers.
It looks very obvious. I'm calling it because Florence Pugh is literally a 23-year-old Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
She has a deep voice. She's like attractive. Gotten Oscar nominations. It's
and
like
also,
perfect.
And also, it's like you know Scarlett Johansson. The Black Widow series obviously takes place. Before the Marvel movies, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of weird that now, 10 years later, she's got to play a version of herself that was younger than when she started.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's, I think it might just be in the middle of it all.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's necessarily like before.
Yeah.
Like, I think it might even take place during like
okay,
Winter
so that's what
Soldier
you're calling.
Time.
That's what you're
but
calling.
But I'm thinking, I'm calling it that it's okay. like Black Widow's, they're going to reveal like this is, you know, she's done, but they wanted to give her own movie.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been asking for it forever. So it's like, we're going to finally reveal everything about Natasha. It's going to be like, holy crap. But then it's going to be like, no, but she's gone. And mm-hmm. now her little sister, who's going to be mostly like kind of evil throughout the movie. It's going to be kind of like I don't get like your whole deal with the Avengers mm-hmm. and all that bull crap. But then at the end, she'll be like, oh my God, my older sister. Awesome.
I totally get it now.
I'm going to take up the moniker of Black Widow, which is also what Marvel's clearly going to have to do when you have to replace actors. Iron Man, Black Widow, Captain America, these names will stick around, but they will be different people.
Right.
I really hope Iron Man.
Cheaper people.
I hope Iron Man becomes, I hope it's Black Panther's little sister. That would be,
that'd be cool.
Perfect sense to me. Like the smartest person in the world makes suits, like uses hand blasters in the movies that she's been in. Come on, like give her, she is, and the end of Black Panther, she's in California.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
makes sense.
It feels like they set it up, but also not. So I don't know.
I think she'll be involved somehow. I don't know if she'll be the next Iron Man yet.
Right. Because
they still have her being like such a kid.
Yeah. But that's also what you do. Like you.
Totally.
Well, you have her do that. You have someone else become, I don't know what they're doing with like Hawkeye and stuff, but you could set up a young Avengers situation too.
Mm.
But I'm not calling that.
So you're just calling.
I'm just calling that Florence Pugh is going to be the next Black Widow for the next
Florence
like 10
PewDiePie.
Years. Okay. Florence Pewdiepie.
Nice. Right.
I got one, I guess. Mm. Also movie related. I saw the Morbius trailer yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like a big old steaming hot pile of garbage.
Wait, is this also a calling it? Or are we all calling stuff?
Yes,
you can
I'm calling
if you want.
It.
Oh, crap. You don't have to. It was just my bit.
Oh, so crap. I'm calling that. When does Morbius even come out? Oh, July 31st, 2020.
You're calling that it's going to be bad?
I'm calling that it's going to get a worse IMDb score than Venom.
Ooh, that's a good call on it.
Wow. And
that's a good call on it.
Wow. Calling that it'll probably be about on par with its Rotten Tomatoes score, which is 29%.
Oh wow!
I didn't see Venom, but I didn't see
Venom either. I heard it was fun,
but like Morbius is like fine. It's like what? He's a vampire guy. Also, it's Jared Leto. Like, does anyone care about him?
I don't know
that much anymore.
He's an interesting character. Yeah,
I don't know.
All right, I'm calling it. Nice. Calling it. Morbius right. is gonna be.
We need to keep tabs on this and get a tally. So if people are calling stuff and it's accurate,
yeah.
Then it's like, okay.
Did you see the trailer for Morbius?
I did.
It's
I don't know what to think of it.
It's got the I feel like we're probably gonna call in another thing. I feel like we're on the precipice of a new trailer trope. Because right now the trailer trope is a lot of like slam noises. Bam, 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 bam. Bam.
Literally the Black Widow trailer. Bam, bam. The Black Widow trailer.
It's the new like
it's
from
the
Inception.
Or the foghorn.
Or do you remember the single piano keynote?
Yeah.
Bing. We gotta save everyone. Bing.
We are in the slamming.
So I feel like right now it's just like dun 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
That's definitely. That's
and the
definitely
Morbius trailer is just like all that shit.
It is Yikes. A lot of it. I don't know what to think. I think Sony's trying to just use every single property they own. They're like, what do we got? Venom, and we got Morbius.
Wait, is Morbius part of the?
So
yes.
it's part of the. It's connected technically to the MCU because it's connected to the Spider-Man Far From Home universe.
Oh, okay.
So only that aspect.
So
somebody pointed out like okay.
He's
he's
not technically a vampire. He is, but he isn't.
Oh.
He's not actually a vampire, but he is a...
But he needs blood to
survive. He's essentially... He has all the traits of a vampire to a certain extent, but he's a scientific... He's like the Hulk, if the Hulk were more like a vampire.
Got it.
It's a science.
So he's a vampire, but he didn't just get bitten by another older human.
Yeah, and I think he can survive in sunlight, and he's not allergic to garlic or whatever. Mm. But I do think they're hoping it sets up like Blade will...
Blade would be
too.
Cool.
Blade would be cool.
Well, Blade's going to be happening. Blade's going to be... Yeah, it's a movie. It's what's his name from Moonlight and
what? Marshall Ali?
Yeah, he's going to be Blade.
All right.
I'm pretty best positive. Cool. Yeah.
I mean, you can't beat my boy Snipes, but all right.
What are you, taxes?
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Oh boy.
You're just waiting for that.
No, I mean no. I didn't know Wesley Snipes was going to come up in this combo.
I actually never really I saw like the first.
I saw part of the first.
Blade,
I love all three, man. They're so fun.
But I was like a kid when I saw Blade, and it,
I remember watching it with my dad.
Kind of traumatized me.
They're great.
Like, how much blood there was.
There's a
and
lot.
And I was like, ah, like because my parents didn't let me watch like rated R movies growing up. So
I watched R movies from like age 5.
Yeah, well, that explains.
Those movies are so good. I love that
awesome
Blade. Blade had a trilogy.
Yeah,
like that was like the first.
And was it called
the first
Blade
Marvel trilogy?
It was called Blade Trinity. Was mm-hmm. the third one
so good?
Yeah,
I remember so the one good. Where like they're talking about summoning La Magra, and there was like they're like in this dance party, and that's like mainly
awesome.
What I remember about.
Yeah, and there's like all blood. It's like a blood party.
Yeah,
right?
It's like a blood party.
Yeah, that's
blood
what party. I remember being like really freaked out about it.
I was like, is this what it's like being a teen?
Yeah. And then Blade 2, Rise of the Lycans.
Yeah. No, it's not. That's
yeah, gotta, that's the one.
No,
yeah.
I'm uh-huh. not letting this be a thing, Ethan.
Matrix 2, Rise of the Lycans.
Reloaded. It's Reloaded.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Rise of the Lycans. What?
They need to make a movie called Rise of the Lycans, but it's about like moss.
Blade 2, Temple of Doom.
Lycans. Like lichen.
Oh, like the...
Moss.
Is moss lichen?
Yeah, it's a different kind of thing.
Like lichen?
Yeah.
This is going nowhere.
I'm liking this bit.
I'm liking this bit too.
Oh,
Rise of the Lycans.
So Nobody. I feel like that movie, like Underworld: Rise of the Lycans, came out in like 2000.
Oh, no one knows what this is. This is just for us.
Sorry. There's 50 Underworld movies and also 50 Resident Evil movies,
yep,
right?
Yep. There's an audience.
It's astounding that nobody saw Resident Evil 2, but yet they made 5,000 more of them.
Because they were the only like accessible gaming movies at the time where you're like, oh, what? Zombies got it. Like,
I don't think it's gamers. I don't think it's gamers that are watching the Resident Evil.
Because that's what I mean. Because it's people being like, oh, I can still see what this is. I've heard of this, but now I just know it's zombies.
Yeah.
But I think, going off on a little tangent here, we're finally starting to discover video game movies have never worked because they... Video games are a lot like books in that you're going to spend 40 to 50 hours with a story or a character and really get immersed in a world, and that's what makes you love them so much. If a game were 2 hours, you'd be like, this game sucks. Same with the movie, and that's why I think The Witcher nailed it so hard on Netflix, because they're doing a series. You finally have 12 hours to spend, and like, my mom is watching The Witcher. She doesn't know about the books or the games, but it's accessible now because we get to learn.
Well, and I it's also a more adult franchise. Like, it's not like a PG-13 kind of like game.
I guess, but you know, the argument that people are making is that it is technically, it's no different than any fantasy series based on books, because it is drawing almost entirely from the books.
Okay, I think
the only thing that's really been drawn from the game is Henry Cavill, I think, got the voice from the game, but I don't think any story-wise, though.
But they are adapting the books, but they would not have made this series had there not been a very successful game franchise that gave us the look and the style of all the stuff. It's the same as, like, I don't know, if Assassin's Creed had a 12-episode run. But see, the movie was terrible because they had to set up so much and get you on board even if you haven't played the games. This is like they can take their time with you and slowly just steep
you in the world. Then what game do you think they could do next?
I think
Assassin's Creed would have been dope.
It would have been great as a series because it's historical fiction that checks off so many boxes that can, you know, Game of Thrones almost does, but it's more fantasy.
Also, like, I never watched it, but like their, like the movie's interpretation of like the animus, because like in the game you just like sit in a bed.
It's your brain.
And it's like in your brain. But then like they were like, that's not cool enough. So like they had him like suspended on this thing, like doing the actions.
That looks dumb.
And it just... seemed really silly.
You know, I have a weird pitch that I really do.
Oh, but
think.
What's your call?
Yeah, are you calling anything?
What are you calling?
You don't have to.
Oh, I don't have a call. Okay, sure. This year we're gonna see another gaming based thing from Netflix, like a 12-episode run, something like a Mass Effect.
Oh,
I think would be great.
Ooh, Mass Effect would be so good.
Yup.
It got shelved a long time ago.
Yeah. Was that a thing for real?
Yeah. Same thing with Uncharted. Oh. I think they're on to like...
They're trying to make a two-hour movie, and it keeps...
They also change them so much. They're almost never actual... It's almost like inspired by the video game.
Yep.
Did you ever see Forward Unto Dawn, the Halo like short series? It was all right.
Sorry, I got confused for a second because I thought you were talking about Halo Fall of Reach,
which is
where I play Master Chief.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Wow.
And I was about to be like, yes, I've seen it. So I was teenage.
But the one that I think would actually be a legit show, it's weird.
Well, you were Master Chief in the book?
No, in the animated thing for Halo Fall of Reach. I'm Teenage Master Chief, and I didn't even know it was a Halo project when I got in the booth, and that's how secret they keep things, until I got in there like, you know Halo, right? And I'm like, sort of. They're like, great, you're John. I'm like, oh, God.
I read that book.
It was one of my first ever voice
back in
jobs.
The day. Mm. I was a big Halo fan. I read that book.
Well, I'll sign
it's
your
a good
face.
Book. It was a fun book. If I enjoyed it. Sorry.
The video game that I think could be a good show, and this would be very different, but I think Metroid could be an awesome... Because there's so much, like... And that's one where they would have to essentially create the story because there's much. But it's like that setting is so unique. Mm-hmm. It's so like, I don't know. I think it'd be done really cool.
Do you think we'll ever see anything like that from Nintendo?
Do it like
though?
A horror. Do it literally like a isolated horror.
Because Nintendo doesn't do that.
I guess like, yeah, that's true. Also, but how would she roll up into a ball?
Oh, God.
But how would she roll up into the ball though?
Yeah, that's the one problem. Think about how she'd roll up.
Also, I was gonna say like they would like one issue has always been like a helmeted character where you can't see their face. But Mandalorian pulled it off. But
it really did.
But it's also because of his personality and his character. He gets away with it because it's not really about like he's just kind of a stoic
in a show. You would probably see her face through the helmet.
They could just do like an Iron Man, you see, yeah, inside the helmet.
Exactly.
And there's a lot dig with for Samus there, because, you know, she's not, I mean, she's silent because of the nature of the game, but like at her core, she is, it's the pull of being a mother. It's
always
been about,
hold on, Samus is a girl?
Yes.
Oh.
You know that. But it's the pull of being a mother. It's, you know, taking down Mother Brain as the final boss in the first one and then finding a Metroid egg and keeping it, because she has this feeling of like, I can't hurt this baby. It's the last of its kind. And she like nurses it and accepts her as, like, spoiler alert, in the second game, that same baby that she saves comes back and saves her, because there is this connection even cross species. It's like raising something from
you. You do a 3-episode, hour and a half an episode thing with that. Mm-hmm. You make it really, like, you make the first episode have like a couple lines of dialogue. Mm-hmm. You have them being like, all right, so you know the mission, like, here you go. And it's like that first 45 minutes is her walking through caves and you're like, what the hell's going on? There's some weird crap. And then like you culminate it with like fighting Ridley or something, or just, I mean, have it go nuts.
Maybe it starts with that battle and then she gets the egg, and then it is literally her struggle of like what to do about this.
I think it's just too silly of a universe. I don't think people would like...
I think you make it super... You know? I don't know. I think it could... I think there's too much mystery. Like, it's, you know... The problem with other things is when people know too much about something, then they get all mad. But that's one that you could kind of like... Enough people don't know much, but everybody knows of that character.
It's kind of crazy they haven't done a Zelda thing.
But that's the thing. Nintendo just...
They don't let it.
They do manga.
I also wish they would do an F-Zero one. Make that insane.
F-Zero would be
make that absolute, like, you that cast like
good. And Captain Falcon's all just
the,
an asshole.
You just literally have the cast of Fast and Furious as racers, and they'll just like, you just are like, okay, you cast Dwayne Johnson, just be like, just go nuts, man. Just make the character whatever you want. Like, any of you can play any, like, all these racers could be any character.
You know what would actually be awesome is like a Dark Souls or a Bloodborne. If you're going to go the silent protagonist thing, like with
or Diablo.
Metroid. Diablo would be cool. Diablo I could actually see being a thing, but I think the lore of Dark Souls is like rich enough that it's got that fantasy element that I think people would be stoked
as
to see.
As a show.
And they,
show
they've
really
got all
work.
Those characters that are just always hanging around that you talk to a bit, but like make the like depressed knight your like the bard that follows you around basically. And is, you know,
you almost make that like each, it's almost... not an anthology, but every episode's it's a standalone thing, kind of thing where you come across a different being or a different person, and like it's always like some sort of dark tale.
Okay,
could be cool.
So dark tales. So what are you calling?
What am I calling? Oh, I was saying the we'll see more video. We'll see more video game adaptations as a series
on Netflix or something.
Netflix,
like that.
Hulu,
or something.
Amazon.
I think with the success of Witcher,
honestly, I think it's
other
possible.
Streaming services are going to be like, well, we got to do ours, because after Game of Thrones, then Amazon's like, we're going to do $1 billion Lord of the Rings.
Well, do
series.
We know? Yeah. Do we know if The Witcher was even successful? I mean, like
it
we,
was. It
we
was
all
the most. It was the most watched.
Say what now?
It was
the most streamed series.
It was the most streamed series.
Yeah, baby, more Witcher.
It beat
Stranger Things.
Yeah, it beat Stranger Things.
Suck it, Stranger Things. Get
and
out of here.
It's
11.
Also crazy because it was critically panned. Like
it was. They,
yes, Witcher critics did not like. Yes, it has a 65 on Rotten, which isn't terrible,
that's
but
not
like,
bad.
But it got really pretty bad reviews by a lot of places, but still did so well.
It was definitely a rough start.
It
was.
And the time jump thing, for anybody who hasn't seen it yet, this is not a spoiler. I think it's something that will just help. For all the different characters that they focus on, they are in different timelines at that time. Some of it is like way before some of the others. So like, I had to explain that to my mom because it was just like, why are they meeting in court now? Like, they explain it real quick. Like in Geralt's storyline, there's a character that says, you know, did you hear that this person just won their first battle? Mm-hmm. And she's a woman, so she can do anything. And then they cut to that lady who is at that point a grandmother and a very seasoned warrior, being like, I remember when I had that battle back in the day. And I'm like, that's the one thing you're doing to tell audiences? Good luck.
They didn't do a great job with that. I think the reason, you know, I think the real reason why The Witcher beat Stranger Things. Stranger Things didn't have a freaking toss a coin to 11, you know?
Feed a waffle to that girl. Oh, Valley of Egos.
That's parody. Come on.
I don't think we can use any of that.
Shit. It was just a fun show. It wasn't. It had gritty moments, but it was overall more fun than it was dark and insane, which I loved.
And it's got titties. Ha ha ha.
Also, you know, Henry Cavill, I was doubting him, but he ended up being the best part.
He did a great job. I was very worried.
Yeah.
I was very worried.
He nailed it.
He really did.
Man. Who would have known? Who would have known?
You had a little segment you were pitching before the start of this.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, like, do we have time? We got 5 minutes, oh, so probably shouldn't.
Let's save it.
Yeah. Let's end this with some good news, guys.
Ooh.
Damien's vitamin D deficiency.
Oh yeah. This is random as hell, but like basically, I've been for the like past year, I've been like, my mood just hasn't been awesome. I've been really tired all the time, and I'm just like, what's going on with me? And about a week and a half ago, I found like some multivitamins I used to take. I was like, oh yeah, I should start taking these again. And I immediately felt like a flipping superhero. You ever just forget for about a year that you have a vitamin D deficiency? I did, because I used to like have these like medicines and vitamins that I would take that were just sort of lined up in my cabinet. Uh-huh. And then I moved and I didn't have them just in front of my face all the time. So I literally just forgot that, like, yeah, I really need to take these things to feel good.
But can't you get vitamin D for free?
Yeah, from the sun, which I'm not going to do because I get hives when I go out in the sun. You see, I'm a
vampire.
I'm a mess.
But like, what if you don't like get hot or sweaty? Like, can you just kind of like go out in the sun for like a little?
How long? Like a little bit, but like taking a massive amount of vitamin D and a vitamin is still more than what the sun gives you, I think.
How long in the sun before you start getting it?
I mean, it's not bad, but if the sun starts like beating down on me and getting a little hot, it'll be like a half hour to an hour.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't be spending a lot of time in the sun anyway.
Yeah, because we broke
you
the earth.
You got to get that balance between vitamin D and cancer.
I think like 15, 20 minutes in the sun is really good for you every day.
Or a vitamin while I'm in my room playing computer games like Danganronpa. Shout out to Kevin. It's so easy to just take a pill and fix it.
I'm still not convinced that Danganronpa is an actual game.
It is,
or if it's just an
Australian word. He's just staring in front of a screen with white noise.
Yeah.
This game is great.
Danganronpa.
I love these pills next to my computer. Vitamin D.
So you're feeling better now.
I feel awesome.
These are marbles. Like
and they're great. I feel like a rock star. I literally feel awesome. I wake up and I'm able to like hop right out of bed. Uh-huh. My sleep is restful. I have energy throughout the day. I used to come home from work, take a nap, and then immediately like stream or whatever, and then I would just be dead. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like hopping back on stream and actually feeling like, hey, let's go. It's another day. Like, and I was worried because I was like, I feel like my energy's been low for months. People are going to get bored and bummed and all that. And I like haven't been exercising either. I was like, how do I have energy to do this? Now I do.
All right.
So I feel awesome.
So your advice to the kids is don't exercise, just take vitamin D pills.
No.
Is that what I'm taking
I'm
away
saying
from this?
If you're tired all the time, maybe there's a reason. Get checked out. And if you have a vitamin D deficiency, take a bunch of vitamin D. Your energy is going to be awesome almost immediately, and then you can work out.
Yeah. Hey, if you got health insurance or you live in a country that isn't fucked and has a national healthcare system, get your blood checked. Figure out if you're, you know, deficient in any way.
Yeah, get tested for blood. If you don't have blood, you need it.
Probably.
Yes. I mean, the jury's still out on if you need blood or not.
Yeah.
And bone marrow.
Yeah. You maybe.
And we've come full circle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And at that, I'll close it out. Guys, get your blood, get your bone marrow, get your Smostralia shirts. 100% of the proceeds go to the Australian Red Cross.
Can I say
one
more thing?
Save those wallabies. Yes, please.
Okay. Sometimes when people make merch, it's printed on like that horrible, horrible cotton that everybody hates, and it just sits in your closet forever and you never wear it. Mm-hmm. This shirt is so comfy. It's that
like
soft.
Hair.
It's that soft cotton. I will actually legitimately be wearing this all the time.
It feels very nice. It is a very nice feeling shirt.
It is not that garbage cotton.
So feel good about your contribution and feel good in your shirt. Mm-hmm. Love you so much. Smoshcast coming at you every Wednesday on all the podcast listening platforms. Rate it 5 stars on all those apps, any of those apps. We really, really appreciate it. And the video format comes out on Friday on the Smoshcast YouTube channel. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Shane.
Thank you, Damien.
Thank you. Get your blood checked and spay and neuter your cats. Bye.
Spay and neuter your siblings.
No pooping on the bus.
Pooping at a bus.